You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Other Guys, a Celtic Down Under podcast series. This series is all about talking to Celtic fans from all of the other places in the world. I'm your host, John, and today I'm joined by Madar Edoa Boba, who is from Benin, West Africa. How are you doing, Madar?
Hello, I'm doing pretty good. I'm very well, pretty good.
Thanks. Brilliant. I'm glad to hear it. We had a little bit of technical issues last week, so I'm really glad that we finally managed to get you on. So we'll just crack into the questions. So first of all, can you tell all of our listeners a little bit about where you're from, Benin? What's it like in the city that you live?
Yeah, like you say, I'm living in Benin, West Africa, just near Nigeria. Benin is good, not bad. But I'm from Togo. I live in Benin.
So you just live in Benin, but you're from Togo originally.
Yes.
Ah, brilliant. Awesome. And it's near the coast, if I remember my geography correctly. Is it a beautiful beaches? Is it nice scenery and stuff like that?
What?
Is Benin a very beautiful place to live?
Absolutely. It's very beautiful, nice and cool place. And peace, no war, everything is cool here in Benin.
Brilliant, great to hear. So what's the football culture like in Benin? Does everybody support a soccer team or a football team? Are there many Celtic fans, or is it all Man United and Liverpool and things like that?
Sorry.
It's okay. In Benin, what's the football culture like? Does everybody follow and watch football?
Oh, football here is like a religion, if I can say it like that. We love football. It's the first sport in the world country we love the most. After the football is like a religion here. We love it the most.
Yeah. Very similar to Scotland, I imagine, where it really is a religion. Is there many Celtic fans where you're from?
Unfortunately, I cannot assure that because it's too rare to find these shirts here. But even if you find, and I used to ask the person where wear it, if they know Celtic, they said no. They just buy it in. Is what I can say. Celtic fans are known. Since I'm here, I never see someone who tell me that he likes, he follows Celtic. I cannot assure that.
Yeah, great. So tell us a little bit about how you became a Celtic fan.
All right. You know, like I said, I'm from Togo, and I was watching something on YouTube, and I saw Kolo Touré, Ivory Coast player. He was a ex-teammate with Emmanuel Adebayo, Togo captain. So I was interested in him, where he was right now, because it was in 2017. And I saw that he was playing for Celtic with under Roger Brandon. Brandon Roger, don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
And from that time, I started interested on the club, why he just decided to go in Scotland. And I said that I discovered that Celtic won European Cup. That what shocked me. I was not expecting that. And that, since that time, I started interested on the club, and I said that it's a very big club, even more than clubs like Paris Saint-Germain, Manchester City, because Celtic won European club, a cup, which is amazing. And people don't know that. People don't know that. It's what make me like Celtic, and I start following Celtic. I discovered that fans are so amazing, likable, kind, is what I can say. And they have a great story.
Yes, very true. Yeah, once you're part of the Celtic family, that's you're in.
Yeah.
And we help our own and stuff. That's great to hear that Kolo Touré was the player that brought you into supporting Celtic. Yeah, I think a lot of Celtic fans would have loved if his brother came up as well before he went off to Turkey or wherever it was that he went. But yeah, that's great to hear. Do you follow any other teams apart from Celtic?
Absolutely. Apart from Celtic, it's Barcelona. It's my only team before I discovered Celtic. But now Celtic and Barcelona are my two teams I follow. But apart from Celtic, I follow Barcelona.
Brilliant. And they're very similar teams. They're very similar. At least their fan groups are, traditionally left wing, and we obviously support Catalonian independence, or at least most of us do. So yeah, that's brilliant to hear. Barcelona is a fantastic team. Do you manage to watch many Celtic games whilst you're in Benin or Togo?
Unfortunately, here we do not have a channel or where you can subscribe to watch Celtic match. But I have some friends, I forget the names, who used to send me a link for some match that I follow those match directly. Match I follow them, but we do not have channel here where you can subscribe to watch that match in streaming.
So do you get a lot of your Celtic news and the results and the scores via the internet, as in forums and...
All the time. I have some application with some app where you can find results all the time. I follow it since 2017. I start following Celtic.
Brilliant. So last season must have been a real disappointment for yourself and for everyone.
Yeah, last season, I was expecting for 10 in a row, but 10 didn't match like we wanted. You just have to accept it like that.
Yeah. It wasn't really the Celtic that we were used to last season.
Yes.
What do you think of our new manager, the Australian manager that's just come in?
Yeah, I think he can achieve great things. I trust in him. I know that he has the envy to make the team great again. So I trust him. I trust him.
I think a lot of Australians, I mean, I'll hold my hands up. I had never heard of Postecoglou before he was rumoured, at least, to join Celtic. But a lot of my Australian friends were very quick to defend him. They were very quick to say how highly rated he is as a manager, how well he did at every team he's pretty much been at, and how great it is for Australian football to finally have an Australian manager in Europe, effectively. I agree with you. I fully support him now. I think it's grown on me massively. And I trust that he can, you know, do great things, as you said. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll just move on to the next question. This is a good one. So who is your favorite Celtic player of all time?
Oh, you know, as Barcelona fan and Celtic fan, my great ever Celtic player is Henry Larson. Yeah. No one. I like him, but I love him. Henry Larson.
Yeah. Yeah. And not many people who watch football realize he went from Celtic to Barcelona. It was such a big, he was so good. He went straight to Barcelona. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. He even won Champions League with Barcelona in 2005. I remember.
Yep. And he just came on as a sub and completely dominated. Yeah. And was very well rated. Yeah. Henrik Larsson.
He's my legend.
Great player. I was quite young at the time when he was playing, but I was not young enough that I don't remember him, so I remember him quite well. I remember him breaking his leg and remember him coming back, and yeah, just what an era of Celtic that was as well, when Larsson was playing. And he went on to great things, right? Barcelona to Man United, just a phenomenal player all around.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite Celtic moment, either of all time or of Henrik Larsson's in particular?
The first thing is 25 May 2067, our Lisbon Lions. I used to watch that match every time on YouTube, even one time a month. I keep it. I was not burned that time, but I like to live the moment most of the time. That's the biggest moment. Excuse me for my English. The biggest time I want to live every day. Yeah. Even when I'm feeling sad, I go on YouTube, is the first thing I search for. I watch is the moments I want, I like, even if I was not born that time. It's a great time I like on Celtic.
That's brilliant to hear. Yeah, yeah. The Lisbon Lions, absolute legends. And we have the privilege in Australia.
It's two moments. The second moment was in 2012, I think, when we beat Barcelona 2-1.
Yep.
I remember. Yes, yeah, 2-1 at Celtic Park, Paradise. And yep. I think Messi scored at the last minute of the time. But you beat the Wanyama scored and was scored safe. We were beating them 2-0 before Messi scored the only goal, Barcelona goal, at the end of the match. It's a moment I like self. I like that moment too.
So did you support, when you watch that, support Celtic or do you support Barcelona in those moments?
No. You know, because I know Barcelona is a great club. They won many trophies. But Celtic beat Barcelona at this moment is like a great achievement.
And
honestly, when I was watching the match in 2012, I didn't know Celtic, but I support Barcelona. Yeah, I felt a little pain because Barcelona won a loss. But nowadays, when I think it was Celtic which won Barcelona, I say, that's a great. And I try to live that moment. It's a great moment, even though I was supporting the two teams.
Yep, it happens rarely, but Celtic beating Barcelona is now considered folklore, right? I mean, that Barcelona team was full of absolute greats. Iniesta, Xavi, yes. Alexis Sanchez played at the time, Messi. Yes. Yeah. Yes,
Messi, everybody was there.
Fantastic tactics from Lennon at the time and all the players. Yeah, just it's still talked about, you know, between Celtic fans as one of the greatest games, like you're saying. It's just, yeah, fantastic. It's great to hear that you still watch the old games, at least going on YouTube and watching the Lisbon Lions and stuff. Yeah, brilliant to hear.
Yeah.
So, we kind of discussed it previously about what we think of the new manager and stuff. But how do you think next season is going to go? Do you have any predictions Recently, the fixtures came out for the first, I think, 11 games for Celtic, and we have quite a lot of away games at the start. So how do you think next season is going to go? Do you think it's going to be easy, or do you think it's going to be a really tough season for Celtic?
Yeah, I think it's like Edward is, I don't know if he's leaving, he will stay, I don't know. We lost one of our legends, I mean, Scott. We need to replace him. We need to find another one who can, he is a midfielder, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a midfielder. So you need to find someone like who can take his place quickly. Last season we lost because we are in lack of how you say that confidence of trust. We didn't believe ourselves because you have players of good quality. We cannot refuse that. We need to question ourselves why last season we fell. So what I think is let's put our players. You have even like that young player. I forget his name. That teenager.
Which position?
Teenager. He's a striker.
Aitchison? No, he's a bit older now.
Karamoko Dembele.
Yes. yeah, the winger.
Yes. Teenager. We have players, good players. So what I think is we have to put our players in trust. May they have retained their mentality, and then nothing. We have good players who win the title this year, this season.
Yeah.
So the manager, I don't know more about him, but it's like he doesn't have more experience. It's his first work, his first team, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's his first big right? team, at least.
But he can achieve great things. It's not because he's the first or the last time. We see what Guardiola did for his first debut at Barcelona, so he can achieve great things. He just need to put players in trust, mm-hmm. give them more confidence. I don't know how to say that in English.
It's confidence.
Just give them, absolutely, thanks. It's more confidence so they can achieve great things.
Yeah.
You have the key. You have the key.
And I think, again, from what I've been told from a lot of Australians, is that Postecoglou's more open to playing younger players if they're better. So he's not going to be holding on to older players who are maybe have a reputation of doing better. If they're not in form, though, he'll play a younger player, such as the Dembeles or the Hendersons or the Luke O'Connells. Hopefully we do start seeing more of these young players coming through and doing really well. So yeah, great, brilliant. So we'll just sort of wrap it up a little bit. Do you have any shout outs to anyone? Do you want to say hello to anyone who might be listening?
Sorry.
Do you want to say hello to anybody before we end the podcast?
All right. Hello to everybody. First thing I would say is excuse me for my English. My language is French. I'm trying to speak English, so don't pay attention to my to my say. It's a great honor to be here now to answer some questions. It's a great honor for me to. I'm proud to be a boy, you know, like you to say head. thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for speaking with us. And I think your English was perfectly fine, so I wouldn't worry about that at all. Thank you for your support for all the listeners. Please subscribe to the Celtic Islander podcast on Spotify or any of your streaming services. We have a couple of social media accounts. If you want to add us on Twitter, we have at Celtic Down, which is our main Twitter account, or myself. At Johnny Boy CDU. If you want to be a participant in the show, thanks very much. Hail, hail.
Hail, hail.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.